Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Chicago Reader. This publication has been the go-to source for culture and what the hell to do in this city since 1971. The Chicago Sun-Times. Since 1948, they have been providing Chicagoans with the daily news and some of the most clever headlines that you will ever read. Which paper is better? Well, it's really a matter of opinion. But today, we're going to find out which paper is smarter. It's the Chicago Sun-Times versus the Chicago Reader. People, it is time for 10 trivia points.
For 10 trivia points.
All right, and now your host, Chicago Reader columnist Ben Jarofsky.
All right, it's the first time we've ever done this on the show all the time. If any longtime listeners know, I'm always just spontaneously asking a guest for 10 trivia points and then blah, 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 blah. In fact, I have two guests here who are our guinea pigs in our first enterprise. We have Ramana Hussein, Metro editor for the Chicago Sun-Times, who was just on the show about 2 hours ago.
They're wondering why I'm always disappearing. I told them, Ben asked me to do something. So
she's going to ask for a raise pretty soon. We'll have to double her salary. And Carrie Reed, who is a theater critic at my beloved Chicago Reader, and you were a guest about 3 weeks ago, right?
I think so, yeah.
On the bonus show. God bless the two of you for agreeing to do this. Guinea pigs for the first ever Ben Jarofsky for 10 trivia points. And, of course, the man, the myth, the legend, Dr. D, behind the board, and what would we call him?
He's our scorekeeper.
Our scorekeeper, young Pat Whalen. Introduce yourself, young man.
Hello, Ben. Longtime listener, first time Vanna White to the show.
That's good. Pat has been on the show about two times. What is it?
About two. It feels like so many more.
All right. He's an actor. He does improv. He has. He tells jokes. And he's ready to keep the score. So for 10 trivia points, right? If they get it correct, the answer correct, they get 10 trivia
points. Absolutely. Here's how we're going to do this, all right? I have five news stories, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that happened this week. And attached to each story is a question that somehow correlates with the story. Our host, Ben Jarofsky, will ask the question. And here's where the show gets a little crazy. Questions that will more than likely have nothing to do with anything. That's how Ben, for example, what did I eat last night? Yes. Things like that.
What did you eat for 10 trivia points? I think you had chicken, didn't you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
What did I have? I had chicken. That was good. After five questions, we will tally up the totals. Pat Whalen's going to total them up here, and then we will announce our winner.
And the winner gets, I think, $100,000, right?
they get cred because they are the smarter newspaper.
Well, I don't know about that, but whatever. Okay. Don't feel any pressure, guys.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and get started here. We're going to do, like I said, we're going to do story by story, and then we'll ask a question about the story. All right. So story number one. Everybody was talking about her this week. Move over, David Hogg. We have a new teenage activist to fawn over. It's Greta Thunberg. That's right. On Monday, Thunberg delivered an emotional and scathing speech at the United Nations on Monday, accusing world leaders of stealing her dreams and her childhood with their inaction on climate change. Thunberg slammed the members of the UN for caring more about money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth than collapsing ecosystems, mass extinctions, and people suffering due to climate change. It was announced on Wednesday that Thunberg was among four winners of the Right Livelihood Award, often called the Alternative Nobel Prize. It's now time for question number one. Ben Jarofsky, take it away.
All right. Question number one. Six Nobel Prizes are awarded each year in seven categories. For 10 trivia points, name the seven categories.
Oh, God.
And there's a little additional part there.
Oh, yes. You will get 10 points for each category you name. So try to keep track, Pat Whalen.
It's really, no. It's just, it's like high school, right? It's like chemistry.
No, oh, dude, you're not supposed to get the answers.
Phys ed.
Oh, phys ed.
AP history.
Shop.
Shop. That's another good home ec. I was in the running for home ec.
I could have gotten a Nobel if there was one for intramurals. That's really good at floor hockey.
Rec league Nobel Prize.
Rec league.
I think I've gotten a couple of those.
What if you have some category, but it's similar to something?
Write it down anyway. my suggestion is write it down. Write it down. Whatever you want to write down. And you know, our judges are lenient. We have our panel of judges might give you credit if it's even in the ballpark.
Cast a wide net. Because we have home rec. Home rec.
By the way, is there a time? Is there a deadline on when they have to?
Whenever they're ready. And while we wait, here's Greta Thunberg from Monday.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words, and yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth.
All right, they look ready.
Oh, man, that was powerful stuff. I remember when she delivered that speech. All right, how are we going to do now? Do they read their answers?
All right, we go. You pick who goes first.
All right, but I mean, I'm just saying here. I mean,
this is hard.
Yeah, this is really hard. So.
Flip a campaign button?
For the love of God,
I mean,
just pick one.
I know some
pin.
Of them, but...
Carrie Reed.
Okay, so what I have is literature, physics, chemistry, medicine, mathematics, biology, and then the Peace Prize, but I don't know if that's actually in the same category, but it's the one that like people know about the most, I think.
Are these answers right?
Yeah.
They are? Okay.
What the hell?
Yeah, that was...
We're
asking. We don't know. We don't have the answers.
The answers are given to me. I have the sheet, but I didn't even know these answers. I didn't even know these.
Hey, yeah.
All right.
Mine's are more generic. I said science, arts, math, literature. Isn't there one for music? And then I have a humanitarian one.
No.
Because I know Bob Dylan got one.
Yes,
so that's what I'm just thinking.
One.
But it was for literature.
Literature.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So,
yeah.
Okay, here's the answers. Literature.
Okay, I got that.
Physics. Chemistry.
So I wrote science. What is that?
I give you one for science. Okay. Give her 10 okay. trivia right. points for science.
Okay.
But
that's it.
That's it. Because literature, physics, chemistry, peace.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here's the one. Economics.
Oh.
Economics.
Like that's a science.
I know. Come on. Anyone. I think Paul Krugman won one. The columnist for the New York Times. Physiology. Are you sure there's one for physiology?
Yes.
Okay. And medicine. All right.
All right.
You guys get to self-grade.
1, 2, 3, 4. I got 5?
I got 20.
All right.
I had biology, not physics.
So
okay. I just said science.
All right, very good. Give her science. That's like if they joined them all together. All right, for 10 trivia, backup question. There was a movie last year, or was it 2 years ago, about a Nobel Prize winner in a certain category. I believe the movie was called The Wife, and it turned out... And it turned out that there was a controversy about as to exactly who should be won the award. What category was that award winner victorious in? And again, your options are literature.
Do I blurt it out?
No, write it on your piece of paper,
okay.
please. One more time. It was a movie, and the winner won in a certain category, but it was... I don't want to give away the end of the movie. Did either one of you see the movie?
I know what the movie is.
I don't even know
about.
If I've heard of this movie.
I have. So. Glenn Close is in it, right?
Very good.
Yes.
For 10 trivia points.
She can get Glenn Close.
Give her 10 trivia points for knowing Glenn Close.
She was in that movie.
Wait, it's really unfair to you because you don't know the movie. If I go for 10 trivia points, who played Glenn Close's husband?
Oh, it was like a...
Jeremy Irons. I'm just guessing. I have no idea.
It was
idea.
Like an
I'm
old...
I'm just naming names.
It was an old...
Man.
Old.
Man. I was going to say William Hurt, but did
no,
he die?
Michael Douglas?
No, it was old. Now you guys are just doing old guys. It was an old guy, but I think it was like some Swedish guy or so. He had a beard, as I recall.
Oh.
I actually saw the movie.
But she was the one...
Are we allowed to... Get,
okay.
What's that?
I'm asking Siri.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
It was actually a pretty good flick.
Yeah.
And it was based on a novel by, I believe, Meg Wolitzer.
Oh, right. Okay.
Do I get trivia points
yeah,
for knowing
should.
Any of this?
You absolutely.
Most get
bragging them up.
Anyway, can I just tell what happened? Because you guys
yeah, I know
this.
What happened.
You know what? Yeah.
I read about it.
Yeah.
It's basically like she's the one who...
Yeah,
but no, but okay. I can't say anything.
Yes.
So, like,
all right.
I'll give away.
So, all right. We'll go with you first. And what category was it in?
Literature.
That is correct.
That was my guess.
But you guys both win.
Oh, correct.
And it turned out.
So,
that's correct.
And she turns out she's the one that wrote everything.
Oh, okay.
She was the one that did everything for him. She sacrificed everything for him. So,
right.
That's what it was.
And he got all the credit. And there you go. Okay. All right. Very good.
So
all
nobody
right.
gets. Well, that's just for fun, right?
No. That's 10 points. Oh, okay. Boy, put that down.
So we got 10. Can we get 10 for each of the categories we got in the other one? Or?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. Okay.
All right.
Well, wait, why am I scorekeeping? That's Pat's job.
I'm doing numbers because I almost got a Nobel Prize in mathematics.
That's good.
Okay. Oh, okay. Good.
Math is hard.
Jonathan Price was the husband in The Wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Got it.
Yes,
okay.
Remember, he had a beard.
And I want to go check this out on Netflix. Or something tonight.
It's a good. I just gave away the movie, but
that's okay.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I think it's more.
And by the way, within 10 minutes of the movie, you will have figured out that's what
right.
the thing is.
Sure.
Saying that. All right. All right, D, next question.
All right. Hang tight here. Just let me double check here. All right. 1 second. Okay. Well, it's time for story number two. All right. Story number two. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi took the extraordinary step Tuesday of initiating impeachment proceedings against President Trump, accusing him of violating the Constitution and seeking help from a foreign leader to damage a political opponent. Pelosi's move came after Trump acknowledged that he urged the Ukrainian president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden, a contender for the Democratic presidential nomination, who holds a wide lead over Trump polls show in a potential general election matchup. The revelation prompted a rush of moderate House Democrats to call for an impeachment inquiry into Trump, a step they had resisted for months. On Tuesday, Pelosi relented as well. It's now time for question number two.
Question number two. Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and Nancy Pelosi. They're not young. What we are asking you to do is list them from oldest to youngest. And Mac, I'm going to make it a little harder. Let's add Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to that.
Oh,
so
man.
Again, Biden, Trump, Pelosi, McConnell, put them in order. Oldest to youngest. Oldest to youngest.
I really have no idea because I keep picturing Mitch McConnell as that ancient turtle in the Never-Ending Story.
Yeah.
And that guy was
That's
old.
That's hard because they're all around the same age.
Yeah.
Hey, this show are easy
and
to let
Nancy
anybody on.
Nancy Pelosi's definitely gotten work done, so.
I believe Joe Biden
She's got
has
work done. She's got a lot
definitely.
Of bills passed.
Yeah. We were watching her, and someone else in the newsroom said, oh, her face isn't moving.
I would say so, Joe Biden has had a little facial work.
Oh, probably.
A little Botox there, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All right, so we have, again.
So how do we score this?
Joe
one?
Biden, Donald Trump, and Nancy Pelosi, and Mitch McConnell. We're going to have them in order. So, yes, how do we score this one, young
Dennis? If you get it right, you get 10 points. If not, you don't.
All
oh,
right.
So it's straight ahead.
Sorry. It's straight ahead. All right, here we go. We'll start with Ramana. Go in order from oldest to youngest.
Mitch McConnell, Donald Trump, Biden, Pelosi.
That would be wrong. Carrie Reed.
I have Nancy, Mitch, Trump, and Biden.
That would be wrong, but you came very close. Can I give the answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
The answer is Nancy Pelosi is the oldest at age 78. Oh. Mitch McConnell looks the oldest, but he's actually the second oldest at 77. Joe Biden looks like a spring chicken thanks to that Botox at age 76. And Donnie Trump is 73 years old.
Oh, I thought he was the oldest.
Yeah, you know, he just acts like a goofball.
Or Ackerman.
Anyway, so that's
that
nobody
hard.
Gets anything.
Yeah. Young at heart. Young at heart.
Any bonus questions?
Any bonus questions? Oh, yeah, I'll ask a bonus question. Here we go. This bonus question, Nancy Pelosi's father was a mayor of a city in America, and that city was featured in the TV show The Wire. What city is it?
Oh, that's, yeah. I think we all get points.
I think that made it easy.
Yeah.
We go, Carrie, what
that
city?
Would be Baltimore.
Baltimore.
All right. Okay.
That's correct. It's that niche art house show, The Wire, that no yep. one's seen.
And
there was a tweet from David Simon. Somebody had asked him, Have you seen The Wire? And he responded, "Have I seen The Wire?"
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that a couple days ago. But you know, I'm just asking, like, what if I was lying about my answer?
Well, what?
You let her say Baltimore, and I said Baltimore.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You could have been lying. By the way, I'll give 10 trivia points to the person who could tell me the name of the character in The Wire with the scar on his head and was a drug dealer.
Oh,
he was not a drug dealer. Very good. He wasn't a drug dealer. Both got it. Wait, did you say it?
Omar?
Yes.
Yeah.
But he technically, know that. I gave the wrong clue. He wasn't even a drug dealer. He killed drug dealers.
Yeah.
All right. Can I just reverse the question? But I got it right. Yeah.
Whatever you want to do, buddy.
All right.
All right. We are to question number 3. But before we get into that, let's check in on the score with our score man, Pat Whalen.
Hey, part-time score man here, Pat Whalen. Everything's going great, first of all. You know, we just want you to have fun out there, give 110%. That's really all we're looking for. But we are keeping track, even though, you know, Ben is throwing a lot of bonus questions.
That's the point.
Here. We're calling a lot of audibles, but that's okay. So on the first question, Carrie Reed got 5 of the possible, 7 categories for the Nobel Prize for 50 points. Romana got 2. However, Romana answered 2 bonus questions correctly for a total of 40 points, and Carrie answered 1 correctly for a total of 60 points. So that was the first question, 60 versus 40. Question 2, Romana, 20 points total because all 4 of the ages were mixed up, but you got both of those Wire questions correct.
Okay.
And then Carrie got, I think, 2 out of the 4 ages in order correct and answered both trivia questions correctly, too. So that's 40. So that's 80 for Carrie Reed and 80 for Romana.
Whoa.
Really? That's
cracking neck.
Are you guys sure?
Whoa!
In any game, the most important person is the one keeping score. You guys should have paid him off before the show. All right, let's get to the third question.
Like I didn't know Glenn Close was an answer, but I thought it was just for fun.
Oh, yeah, well, you got credit for it.
Well, moving on, it's on to our next story here. Let's talk about movies. Huh?
Yay, that's what I'll know.
Opening in theaters this weekend is a movie called Abominable. The following synopsis may be proof, by the way, that we're running out of movie ideas, all right? After discovering a Yeti or an abominable snowman on the roof of her apartment building.
Oh, yeah, I saw a trailer for this.
Oh, there's a Yeti on my roof. Who's been there? Teenage Yi and her 2 friends embark on an epic quest to reunite the magical creature with his family. But to do so, they must stay 1 step ahead of a wealthy financier and a determined zoologist. Ah, those damn zoologists who want to capture the beast for their own gain. Yes, a movie about a Yeti. It's Abominable, starring the voices of Chloe Bennett and Eddie Izzard. The Abominable Snowman, or the Yeti, is a folkloric ape-like creature taller than average humans that is said to inhabit in the Himalayan mountains. Ben Jarofsky, Romana, Carrie, Pat Whalen. It's time for question number 3.
No. This is something
right,
I
by the way, guys, this one I have absolutely no idea. So just throwing that out there. 80s was not my strong suit. All right. Name the 1987 family comedy that starred John Lithgow, whose character runs over
Lithgow.
What did I say? Oh, Lithgow. I put an R in there. Yeah, John Lithgow, whose character runs over another folkloric creature, a Sasquatch. The 1987 family comedy starring John Lithgow, whose character runs over another. Has anybody seen this movie?
I know what it is, though. I'm pretty sure.
No.
I never even heard of this. I was into raising kids, so
that's all the more reason for them to have seen it.
He ran over something.
Ran over a Sasquatch.
when John Lithgow ran over a Sasquatch.
All right.
I do not know this.
All right. For we'll start with Carrie. Do you know the answer?
I believe that would be Harry and the Hendersons.
I believe you would be correct. Wow. God damn.
I never saw it. I just remember the posters.
I do remember the movie, but I did not get that. I just wrote Creepshow.
Oh. You don't have to be that honest.
Give her 5 points for that.
Give her five for honesty.
All right. Give her five for
I do remember Harry and the Hendersons because I remember there was like promotions where they'd have footprints.
All right, here we go. This is a really tough challenge. So this is a trivia question. And so this first question is for Carrie and Carrie only. And the second question is for Ramana and Ramana only.
Okay.
All right. And you say it, you don't write it.
Okay.
And this is for 10 trivia points. Are you ready?
I guess.
What high school did Ramana Hussein graduate from?
Oh, come on.
I think she said Niles West.
God dang!
I was here, and you mentioned it. That's not really fair at all.
Right,
okay,
I agree.
That's not fair.
You have to ask me what she does. I could say she's a theater critic.
All right. What high school did Ben Jarofsky graduate from?
Oh, I know that. Evanston.
All right, they each get 10. I didn't know you were here when I said
that. Yeah, but you were asking me if you heard, you know, the last guest.
I got to give you credit for knowing, but memory, retention, yeah. Okay?
It's like getting the debate questions ahead of time.
Clearly, you did not smoke a lot of marijuana back in the day. All right. We've done the three. We're down to four, right?
We're on to number four.
Oh, already? Wow.
I know. I'm telling you, it goes by quick.
Yeah, it goes by quick. Wait, I have my bonus round. Can I do that? Should we do that after number four, or should we do it before number four?
Or do we do it after five?
Wait, there's
five questions, right?
After five is the bonus round.
Oh, where is the fifth question? Oh, you have it over there?
No, you got it on that sheet right there.
You got it on the sheet, Bill.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully you don't read.
Oh, my bad. I didn't see this. Okay.
I also want to point out before handing it over to Dennis for a very important dovetail of Harry and Henderson's bit. Also in Abominable, Chicago theater legend Sarah Paulson. Just want to shout that out.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Just want to pause that out. She's Dr. Zara. In Abominable.
All right. For 10 trivia points.
Uh-oh. I knew this was going to happen.
For 10 trivia points in the O.J. Simpson made for TV.
Okay, I didn't know this was going to happen.
Who did Sarah Paulson play?
Oh. Marcia Clark.
Very good.
Yeah. But,
did you know it too? I'll give it to you.
No, I was thinking it was going to be. I thought you were going to say something about David Schwimmer, and that was where I was thinking.
David Schwimmer was. He played Kardashian, yes. Oh,
yeah, so what do you want me to do?
No, I didn't say but.
I just remember Sarah Paulson. No, but that's not fair because she didn't get a chance to answer.
That's all right.
It's a tough game.
I'm being too nice.
All right.
We're ready to move on to our next question.
Yes, I can't give credit for knowing that.
You know, I have a line from John Lithgow.
I know a lot of random things.
It's Harry and the Hendersons is one of my favorite movies. I grew up watching it. Like me and Pat, he said he knows the movie by heart.
Never saw it.
So what I'll do is I'll recite just a line from Harry and the Hendersons, right. John Lithgow, all right? Here we go. John Lithgow and Harry and the Hendersons. You're wrong. I was like you. I almost killed him myself, but it would have been murder. He's not an animal, Harry.
I know the Harry part. All right, here we go. This is a bonus question, and you write it down for 10 trivia points. Who is Dr. D? Who is Dennis's favorite comedian from this century for 10 trivia points?
I know his favorite from last century.
This century?
This century would be the 21st century, correct? Am I right about
that? Is it someone famous?
Yes, very famous, and I'll give a little hint.
Yes, that would be nice.
Okay. Someone who has been in the news a bit lately.
Oh.
Oh. Wait,
throw me under the bus, buddy.
I love him too! Okay, all right.
Did we discuss him?
Yes. Okay. Ramana Hussein.
Dave Chappelle.
That is correct.
Oh, I was going to say Louis C.K.
That's correct.
Disappointed.
Dave Chappelle is friends with Louis C.K. So
give it to her. Give her five.
You know, we got a couple reporters playing when they're being this honest. Like the level of honesty where you could have just been like, oh yeah, I also was going to say Dave Chappelle.
No, you guys.
I originally
really
had John Mulaney written down, but I didn't know if he was famous.
We're not the sleazy journalists. Yeah. We're honest.
No, that was very honest. But give her five for because he does like Louis.
Yeah, he defended him in his latest stand-up, saying, "Oh,
all right, it's time for story number four. All right, here we go." No more additional questions.
I love the additional questions.
After this story, you can do that, all right? All right, Mattel this week, the toy company Mattel, they launched a line of gender-inclusive dolls Wednesday called Creatable World. The line's premise is all about customization of hair, clothes, and accessories, creating a toy that isn't dictated by gender norms. Here is Kim Colmon, Senior Vice President of Mattel Fashion Doll Design. Quote, "We see this line as an opportunity for us to open up that dialogue around what dolls are for and who dolls are for. And also, the world begins to celebrate the positive impact of inclusivity. We absolutely fundamentally believed it was time to launch a doll line free of labels and free of rules for kids." All right, Ben Jarofsky, let's hear our fourth question.
All right, so the category is dolls. We all know the most popular doll in America is Barbie. How old is Barbie?
Ooh. Oh, can I use my calculator? Because I think I know when it was created. Oh, can we say the year she was born?
Yeah, write the year she was born.
I think I know, but okay. I could be wrong.
You could also use your, you know, your pen. You could.
I know I'm bad. I'm fine.
Yeah, you went to Niles West, okay?
You know, but I was. I'm not.
All right,
To be fair, Ben, we are awarding 10 points if you are within 5 years. Year, yes. And 20 points if you get it on the nose, if you guess the year correctly.
I didn't even see that part. That was, I thought that was a question.
It's okay. I got a Nobel Prize for speed reading, so that's why I'm doing the microphone part.
All right. You guys have your answers?
Yeah.
I think Carrie is...
I thought this, but I could be wrong now.
Okay, Carrie.
I'm going to say 70 years old.
Okay, and that is...
Then you go to Romana to see what her answer is.
I think she was 75.
Okay, I would say both of you are a little off. She is 60 years old.
Oh, I was going to say 60. I thought it was 53 that she was born.
So wait,
but
so this means 66. It's Nancy, Mitch... Trump and then Barbie, or
yeah. That is correct. Barbie is younger than any of them. That's very good. That Carrie Reed's got a million of them. Ladies, she'll be opening at Zany's. Yeah.
Not if Louie's there.
Count me in.
Apparently,
I'm not feeling Louie these days, but I have to admit I love Dave Chappelle.
Hey, got any goofy additional bonus Barbie questions?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I have a Barbie question for you. When, for 10 trivia points, what game would I play with my daughter with Barbie when they would play Barbie? If anyone could get this, I'll give them 100 trivia points.
A game? Like, what kind of game?
Like, I would turn it into a certain game.
Oh.
And Barbie, like, because my daughter would want me to play Barbie with her, and I was really bored by Barbie, so I would turn it into a game. Just come up with anything and say what... I'll give you a hint. It involves wrestling.
Oh,
GLOW. Gorgeous ladies of wrestling.
That was way before GLOW. Kids are older than that.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I can't remember what they called it. It wasn't Wham.
Mud
it was
wrestling?
It was so stupid. It would be like Barbie would wrestle with the other dolls. Anyway.
So that's you basically told us the wrestling game. The hint was the answer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It had to do with wrestling.
That's why I said
both.
Right,
well, give them both 10 points for wasting their time.
See, my brother would get upset because sometimes we had Barbies, but we didn't have like enough Ken dolls, so we just steal his G.I. Joe and make G.I. Joe be like the date for Barbie, and he hated that.
Wait, isn't G.I. Joe made? Aren't they all made by the same company?
I think so.
Yeah.
So they're all
I never had any Ken dolls, but I had a lot of Barbies, and I was a tomboy. But for some reason, I loved Barbie, and me and my sister had this doll called Tiffany Tuesday. That you could change, you can make her a blonde or a brunette.
Oh,
her head was like you could spin and give her a tan. So we'd give her a give her a brunette.
I'm like probably older than you, so they had these things that were in the 70s, like Dawn dolls. They were like
Dawn.
They were kind of very mod, you know.
I do remember. Yeah, she had the bigger eyes. Yeah.
My sisters were a little older, so they had the Barbies, and then I got the Dawn dolls.
But... I'll tell you what, I could not stand dolls. And
I love my Barbies.
Let's wrestle. All right, man. We got question number 5, and then I'll close it down with some bonus questions.
It's our final round. And before we get to the final round, let's check in on the score our very own Pat Whalen.
Hey, everybody. Pat Whalen with a Nobel Prize in wrestling or something similar to wrestling, which is called wrestling. There's a lot of bonus questions getting thrown around, so it's a little hard to keep track of stuff. But I would like to say that no one really got the Barbie age question right.
Yeah.
But all subsequent bonus-related sort of Barbie-esque questions were correct. And it's still pretty close, Ben. We have Romana ahead with 125, and Carrie's just behind by 10 with 115. Whoa. So there is plenty of room to close this out with a different winner or a tie.
We can wait till we get to this last bonus round, which is, we'll see how that goes. All right, here we go. D, take it away. Number
all
five.
All right, it's time for our final round here. Here's the story. It's a what?
I just read the question. Well, this is tough. All right, go ahead.
All right, it's a local Illinois story. Starting January 1st, 2020, recreational marijuana will be legal in the state of Illinois.
What?
Or as I call it, Christmas. Vinny J, let's hear the final question.
Oh, no.
All right, here you go, guys. Name as many stoner snack foods as you can name in 1 minute.
I'm
whoever
not a
lists the most gets 20 points, and it starts now.
To be fair, Romano, you don't have to be a stoner. This could be like this could be like any weird sandwich you've ever had. Like, you ever put peanut butter and jelly sandwich with like barbecue chips or something, or you know, a burger with like a burger from a different fast food chain on it. Like, you can get really abstract with this, and God knows what the bonus points are going to be.
10 seconds.
About.
We're going to just cut this at 20 seconds. 14, 15, make it 30, 16, make it 25, 18, 21.
Ben, what was your favorite snack food growing up when you got stoned all the time?
24. How many did you get?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And list them. Let's see what
they are. Okay, I have most of these are just like from old comedy routines about people being high. So I don't know. I'm going with it. I don't know how accurate this is, if this is actually what stoners want.
Well, luckily we have some good judges in the room.
All right. I'm counting on that. Malamars, Cheetos, Doritos, Doodads, Twinkies, pizza, beef jerky, pork rinds, Ben and Jerry's, and Fritos.
Wow.
Oh, that was good.
Those are good.
What was the fourth one, Carrie?
Doodads.
What's a doodad?
A doodad is a snack food. And the fun thing is, as I learned when I was in college, if you put the box upside down, because of the way the graphic is, it looks like it says Spapoop.
Well, that is fun.
That is fun. I think I get points for that.
I will give you doodad. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That's good. Right. I didn't have time to write that many. I wrote Cheetos, Doritos, chocolate, pizza, French fries, Funyuns, and Fritos.
Funyuns.
Okay.
Man, I should have had that.
Okay, Romana, I want to be clear. Did you mean chocolate pizza or chocolate
just
and
chocolate
pizza?
Chocolate.
Okay,
separate.
Fair enough. Just being clear.
I was trying to write junk food that I like.
Here we go.
I'm not a stoner.
So what's and that one? How much did Carrie have? How many did Carrie have?
She had nine.
And how many?
Six.
All right, I will give you three to tie Carrie if you can answer the.
Said seven.
You had. I don't know if that would be a tie.
She's behind by 10. So
what's that?
Three would make a tie because Romana's behind by 10 currently.
All right, I will give you three trivia points.
Okay.
If you can name, if you can answer the following question.
What?
Back in the days when I smoked lots of marijuana, my favorite place to go for pizza, where I would love to go after smoking marijuana at the lake in Evanston, was a pizza restaurant on Howard Street in Chicago, just near the corner of Church Street. And that pizza restaurant is named what?
When was it there?
It's still there, actually. I could do this in my mind.
This is in Chicago?
Yeah, it's on the west. Howard Street is the dividing line between Evanston and Chicago, so it's on the west side of Howard Street. On the south side of Howard Street. God, I'm so dyslexic. On the south side of Howard Street, just west of Dodge.
Can I throw in a helpful hint, or would that be too much?
Yeah.
The guy who owned this place also owned Pequod's and also Burt's, which he actually wanted to call Starbucks. They're all literary references. So Starbucks was supposed to be based on the character from Moby Dick. Pequod also based on the boat from Moby Dick. This is not a Moby Dick reference, this pizza place, but it is a literary reference.
There is
I have a Nobel Prize in literature.
It's still
something
there.
Something travels.
Oh, Gulliver's?
Very good.
I was
going
to say Gulliver's,
man.
I thought Gulliver's was in, on Tui.
There was one, a very good one.
Okay,
for
that's,
a, that.
That's why I was confused. It's like, yeah, it did.
Isn't the one on Howard, like, aren't they selling it? Or
they say
something?
It's, I don't know. You know,
they're talking about getting rid of all the antiques and everything.
But I love Gulliver's, and just the thought of it going out of business fills me with just sadness. All right, so here we go. We're going to the final round, which is stuff I just literally made up.
So what do we do? Do we just write these down?
No, these are.
Do we blurt it out?
Yes, I asked it to you directly.
Oh, okay. Each one gets.
Yeah,
okay.
Each one gets her own. I customized these trivia questions as best I can based on things I think you guys know. If I'm wrong, blame it on me. All right, here. You ready?
Don't worry.
I'm going to go. I'm going to start with Carrie.
Okay.
All right, here you go, Carrie. All right, here we go. Who wrote the play that includes? Well, she's a theater critic.
I know, that's right. Yeah.
This is going to be embarrassing if I don't get this.
Yes,
but, okay.
There are two words in this play, and who was the author of a play that features the words King Hedley?
Oh, who is the author?
Yes.
Well, that would be August Wilson.
And that play opened recently where in the city of Chicago?
Court Theater, and if you look at The Reader this week, our critic Sherry Flanders gives it a highly recommended review, so look for that online or in print.
And who is the director of this production?
This would be Ron O.J. Parson.
Very good. And what football player does he share a first name with?
That would be O.J. Simpson.
Very good.
Well, that's the first name.
Oh, my God. Good.
That's first name, but I mean, it's close enough.
Is that four?
What's that?
Who played for the Buffalo Bills.
He played for which football team?
Oh, I know that.
But wait, which one did
O.J.
O.J. was with, you just told me, Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought college.
All right.
Oh,
for 10 trivia points.
I wouldn't have known college. Yeah.
Who in this room is from Buffalo?
Would that be Mr. Pat Whalen?
Yeah. You're on a roll. Wait a minute. What was the name of the August Wilson play that was turned into a recent movie?
Oh, that would be Fences.
And who was the star of that movie?
I believe Denzel Washington and Viola Davis.
Yes. Very good. The male star of that movie. And
I'm just sitting back and watching how you're going to get out of this.
I have to write these down, Ben. She's got, like, at least get a little pause.
She's got like a million points. Like,
I'm
not going to know that.
Denzel Washington was nominated for Best Actor in 2017, as you know.
Right.
Who was the winner?
Ooh, 2017, I believe. Was that Leonardo DiCaprio that year?
That would have been the year before.
Oh.
How did I know that? For 10 trivia points, Ramana Hussein, what movie in 2016 did Leo DiCaprio win the Academy Award for?
Oh, it was that bear movie.
I'll give it to you. The Revenant.
The bear and the Revenant. Okay. Yeah.
Give her 10.
Yeah, that was it a bear or Sasquatch or a Yeti?
Remember he killed that bear and then he put that on the jacket? I remember
Was it actually Eddie Redmayne?
No. Casey Affleck.
Sad movie.
Yeah. Manchester by the Sea. Yeah.
And when the announcement was made,
I know
that Casey Affleck was the winner and Denzel Washington was the loser. What did I scream at the TV?
Rigged. I don't know.
I'm not allowed to swear in this show.
An answer that they can't say.
What the beep? Are you beeping? Kidding me? You got Denzel Washington reading August Wilson and you give it to Casey Affleck? Sorry.
Ben's brother?
Well, you know, like, he was accused of sexual harassment.
Yes, he was.
So a lot of the actress who gave him the award, I think she wouldn't look at him.
And he was not on the next year, which I thought was interesting, because usually they have the previous winner come and deliver the... And I thought it was very interesting that he was...
They were all wearing the Me Too black.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Can we just give him trivia points for knowing all this stuff?
I'm not going to know any theater stuff.
Wait, time out. I customized these things.
Oh, I know.
I worked hard on this stuff. Where's your questions?
I know, but you're going to make it hard.
All right, here we go. Recently, may still be in movie theaters around Chicago. Maybe not, maybe closed. There was a movie about a young lad in England who loved Bruce Springsteen. Please name the movie.
Blinded by the Light.
Okay. Which person in this room had a sister who called Bruce Springsteen, quote, that old man?
My older sister.
All right.
That's correct.
The movie Blinded by the Light is based on a memoir written by...
Sarfraz Mansour.
Dang, girl.
you made it for me. So like,
the movie Blinded by the Light was directed by?
Oh, Gurinder Jada, the woman who made Bend It Like Beckham.
That was my next question. Oh. She is best known for making what movie?
Bend It Like Beckham.
If you can name one more movie, I'll give you 10 trivia points that she directed.
Oh, she made this movie called Podgy on the Beach. That was her first movie.
I did not know that. I will give you 10 trivia points, young lady, Carrie, if you can name one movie by this director.
Other than the ones
I know the
named.
Other one she made.
She
did Pride and Prejudice, too.
Did she do
Pride and Prejudice,
Look at the brain on Brad. Yeah. All right, and in the song that's featured in this movie, Born to Run, who is the name of the girl in the song Born to Run that Bruce Springsteen, who sings to?
Which song?
In the song Born to Run.
Oh, Born to Run. I'm trying to remember. I sing the song to myself. Wendy.
Very good.
I'm thinking Mary because I'm thinking Thunder Road.
I have to start singing the song to myself. Yeah. So he has like so many names.
Exactly.
Like, you know.
So, okay. So what's the score now?
Didn't really seem like you really cared what the score was, and you're throwing out all these questions to me.
My question was, were there the same amount of questions?
I don't know.
You know what? You know what's really wild is there were.
And
No, I'm serious. You gave the exact same number of questions to both of them.
It's a miracle.
What's even wilder is they got the exact same number of questions correct, which means it is still tied at 295 each.
Oh, my God. All right. We have to go to bonus round.
Is this where the Tribune comes in and takes everything over then? Or is
So
on your own, Zarofsky, I don't know.
How do we settle the tie?
Ask one of those goofy questions you've been asking.
All right, here we go. We're going to go into... it's like extra in a college football game, right? When it goes into overtime.
Yes.
What's that?
When college football goes into extra innings.
Yeah. So here we go. All right. So we go until someone doesn't get it. All right.
Oh, no.
So here we go. So everybody gets their own trivia question.
Okay.
Get the pressure really on me to come up with a trivia question. All right. Let's go. We'll start off with Ramana Hussein.
Okay.
Ramana, round one in the playoff trivia for 10 trivia points. The Chicago Bears.
Oh.
The Chicago Bears have a quarterback that I think is really bad, but your colleague Dave really likes. He's the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears. If you can get either one of his names correct.
Matt. Trubisky.
You got the last name correct and the first initial and the first name right. It's good enough. All right, Carrie Reed.
Know.
All right, here we go.
God, if this is about sports, I'm dead.
All right, here we go. For 10 trivia points, Carrie Reed. The mayor of the city of Chicago is Lori Lightfoot. The previous mayor of the city of Chicago is Rahm Emanuel. The mayor before him was Richard M. Daley. Please tell me what the M in Richard M. Daley stands for.
Michael?
Yes! Oh, my God! Dang!
All right, same problem.
You got to stop this.
I was this close to saying Mad Dog, and I'm so glad.
All right. This one, whoever can get this one wins.
Do we write it? Blurt it. Okay.
And if nobody gets it, we just call it a tie and say that the reader and the Sun-Times are as smart as each other. All right? You got that? Okay, very good. For the deciding point, the deciding question in the trivia game between the Chicago Sun-Times and the Chicago Reader, tell me, who is the governor of New York?
That would be Andrew Cuomo.
Oh.
There you go.
That's correct.
That's correct. Wow. A big hand for our contestants, huh? All right. So as you were victorious, a tie.
It was a tie, but she won.
I was about to say De Blasio.
I was like, wait, who is it? I'm like, had he had an election recently? And I'm...
in my head, I was going back and forth when I was stalling by dragging it out. Should I ask him New York or California? New York or California? Would either of you known California?
Gavin Newsom, right?
Very good.
Yeah, that is pretty good. Yeah.
Because she's from San Francisco.
Oh, I lived there for a while. I still had Willie Brown as mayor when I was there. Oh. So. And Jerry Brown was the mayor of Oakland. So it got really confusing when you're talking about the mayor Browns in the Bay Area because we had two of them for a time.
So you would have. I just decided at the end, neither of them would know California. They would know New York. And I was wrong. So
Pat Whalen's got the final score
here. Go ahead.
Final score. It was neck and neck. We had a lot of great bonus questions. Almost too many, you know, according to some people.
Absolutely.
According to Dennis, there are almost too many, but not quite too many. But when the dust has settled and all is said and done, it is Kerry Reid ahead by 10 points with 315. Ramana Hussein, 305.
All right, very good.
Chicago Reader's smarter.
Oh, come on. I love them both. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kerry Reid and Ramana for being good sports, putting up with us.
Yeah.
Take care, everybody.